New York state and local officials have called repeatedly on the U.S. Department of Defense to take responsibility for cleaning up PFOS contamination at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh. Just Friday, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer did so in front of a temporary filtration system. I spoke with Newburgh City Manager Michael Caravino, who stood alongside Schumer Friday, about his concerns. Both Schumer and Caravino allege the U.S. Department of Defense and U.S. Air Force are using delaying tactics to avoid paying for the cleanup of PFOS drinking water contamination that came to light a year ago in Newburgh. Some of the highest concentrations of PFOS the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has detected have been found in outfalls from Stewart Air National Guard Base, including Recreation Pond. Here's Caravino.
We've been informed recently by the New York Department of Environmental Conservation that what was first the high number that shocked us, 5,900 parts per trillion PFOS measured at Rec Pond, at the outer perimeter of the Air Force Base and Stewart Airport, they've taken closer measures internally around different test pits around the Air Force Base. And we've been informed that some of those test pits are now measured in the hundreds of thousands parts per trillion.
A DEC spokesman says samples recently taken from floor drains and piping at the Stewart Air National Guard firehouse have measured as high as 480,000 parts per trillion. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has a 70 parts per trillion health advisory.
So as we speak, we have a cancer-causing toxic agent that's released every time the rain falls, and at various places in proximity to the Air Force Base, it dilutes, but it's just polluting this whole region. It's not just for the people of the city of Newburgh. It's also going downstream into the town of New Windsor and testing wells and along the Mudna Creek. And this stuff is actually washing now into the Hudson River because we closed our diversion gate. We're not receiving any more rainwater from this watershed above us. So in diverting that water, it's not coming anymore into Washington Lake. It's being bypassed, coming down Silver Stream into the Mudna Creek. And there's a bunch of wells down there that the folks downstream on the Mudna depend upon for their drinking water.
So what does this mean in terms of setting up to convert back to Washington Lake when the system's up and running as it's supposed to be in October? If you're still getting numbers up here and this is still running off and there's no, I mean, what happens?
It creates a very big question mark for us in terms of what do we do? And the deep concern that we have is that if we're expecting these types of measures of contamination at 5,900 parts per trillion, as DEC has told us, hundreds of thousands of parts per trillion, do we want that to overwhelm our filtering system? Do we want that to overwhelm what we are going to be doing with this new granular activated carbon filtration system? We would like to think that we can represent to the community that our water that's coming into this watershed is clean and it's treatable, and there isn't what many are calling the yuck factor involved with having something of a known carcinogen that causes the serious illnesses that we've all talked about, whether it's the kidney distress, testicular cancers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a lot of the other things that the science is only just beginning to formulate the questions, never mind what they're going to discover 10 years from now. If it's coming out at hundreds of thousands of parts per trillion into our water supply, a lot of residents aren't comfortable that that is sufficient to drink the water. We do not want to have to blend back to Washington Lake if these issues are not being addressed. We need to have the Department of Defense defend us from themselves and to do something that can defend us from their slow, lumbering bureaucracy, because we want to get back the pride of Newburgh, which is our Washington Lake water. We are not going to be able to do that, I fear, if they don't act quickly.
The city of some 30,000 residents now draws water from the Catskill Aqueduct while a carbon filtration system is constructed, all funded by the state. In August 2016, the state declared Stewart Air National Guard Base a Superfund site after identifying it as a source of PFOS contamination in Newburgh's drinking water supply. And a state investigation confirmed that the PFOS originated from firefighting foam used at the base. Caravina was standing near a temporary filtration system in New Windsor. The system pumps water out of Washington Lake, Newburgh's main drinking water source, treats the water and releases it, to keep the water levels manageable as the lake is not being used for drinking water. Caravino and others have been calling for such a system to be employed at Rec Pond.
If the city of Newburgh can get this together as quickly as we did with little resources, I believe the Department of Defense, for less than the cost of one cargo transport plane, can do the same thing with Recreation Pond on a very, very quick turnaround time. If they can rapidly mobilize around the world for emergency hotspots, we're asking them to consider the city of Newburgh's drinking water an emergency hotspot worthy of the Department of Defense's best resources and quickest, most rapid response time.